This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly with you on a Tuesday afternoon, filling in for the afternoon show today. You want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join in. Talking a lot about the Eagles today, with us being a week away from training camp. Everything gets started next week. Want to know, are you more concerned about the offense or the defense heading in next year? I think the... You know, based on the players the Eagles have lost, the sentiment largely the defense. I would worry more about the offense, though. I think the offensive coordinator change, a much bigger deal than we have given it credit for. And I think just in the NFL, man, you got to evolve year to year. You got to change year to year. And if the plan is we're going to come back and we're going to run a similar style offense, and this is why I didn't love the process of how the Eagles came to hiring Kevin Petula. And I don't know if Kevin Petula is going to be a good offensive coordinator. I mean, it's unfair to judge a guy before he you know, does the job. But I always like going out and interviewing a lot of different candidates and getting a lot of different ideas, because what harm does that do? I mean, it can't hurt you to go out and get different perspectives, get different ideas, and it could help you in the future. I mean, part of the reason the Eagles ended up with Kellen Moore last offseason as the offense coordinator is because they interviewed him for the head coach job before 2021. I mean, they interviewed Kellen Moore at that point, and okay, they thought, okay, Nick Sirianni's the better fit to be our head coach right now, but this is somebody who's on our radar. This is somebody who maybe we could go back to down the line. They did, obviously. Great results resulted in the Super Bowl. And to value continuity over kind of changing an innovation, I disagree with that a little bit. But yeah, I think that's the issue that you have here, and it's why I am more worried about the offense than I am the defense. You lost some players, but I don't think you lost anybody who's really going to set you back on defense. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. 215-592-9494. Our next question of today, off of Pat McAfee, who I think is just way overexposed at this point. Give me something that you're tired of. That's next question today. And as we brought up in the last segment there, the Commanders dealing with contract issues. Who's the bigger threat to the Eagles in the NFC East? Is it Washington or is it Dallas? Because I do think we discount the Cowboys a little bit based off, you know, a disastrous year. But Dak Prescott was hurt a lot of the year. Provided he comes back healthy, the Cowboys could shoot right back in front of Washington. I do think Washington may take a step back. Just after a team, a young team, has that kind of success, I think it's kind of hard to replicate that and stay on an upward trajectory. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to as well. And we did talk a little bit about the Phillies. In a few minutes, an interesting comment from a guy who's been not necessarily linked to the Phillies, but a guy who we've speculated about the Phillies maybe trading for over a year now, and why that might not be nearly as likely as it seemed previously. We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Jim in the Northeast. What's up, Jim?
Well, I agree that I would trade 8 or 10 prospects to get someone like a Miller Mason Miller, Rucker, maybe. But the one I'm looking for that's been rumored is, of course, Kwan and Place. Now, and even if we get a closer and then another bat somewhere, as long as we get a right-hand bat that can hit and a closer. Now, we solved part of our bullpen problem yesterday in the draft or the day before when we got Gabe Wood. Even the commentator said he's major league ready. He can step into the Phillies bullpen. He throws 100. He struck out 19 batters in the FCC championship. I mean, this guy, so you have part of the problem. Now, he's not, and now you should still get a legitimate closer. I'm not saying that.
Well, yeah, this is the thing, Jim. I mean, you can't be trusting a kid they just took in the first round 2 days ago to come in and be a real piece for you in October. Like, if that's the Phillies' plan, I think that's an extremely flawed plan.
No, that's not the Phillies' plan. The commentators that were calling the draft said he's major league ready, okay? So they know a little something, but I'm just saying that might help him. Now, the thing that I fear, let's say we get a Mason Miller, a Bednar, a Clase. So then Rob Thompson decides, oh, I'm not going to use him. I'll use him in the seventh inning. Then the next game they need somebody to close, but they can't use their closer because they used him. He has to understand that a closer is a closer. You keep him as a closer. You don't put him in the seventh inning. You don't put him in the sixth inning. You let him close games because that's what they're used to. So you have to explain to Rob Thompson why he's called a closer. And but also, wouldn't you think that John Middleton maybe held Dave Dombrowski back a little bit?
I mean, Jim, I don't buy that for a second. I think that's just making excuses for Dave Dombrowski. He might not have a blank checkbook to go out and sign whoever he wants to sign, but I mean, that welcome to being a GM in Major League Baseball. Everybody's got financial constraints. No, I think that's total BS, and that's just making excuses for Dombrowski.
Well, let me ask you a question. Rucker, as good of a hitter as he is, how do you know he'll do well in the National League? Some players come from the American League, don't do as well in the National League, and some players can go from the National League to the American League and maybe do better.
I don't know. It's a projection. It's a projection. And, hey, I mean, the Phillies projected Austin Hayes would be great coming over to the National League last year, and it didn't work out, but that's Dave Dombrowski's job. To recognize who's going to be good here, and he's done a terrible job of it.
Well, I think we all like to see him get a closer and a bat, and I think he's going to blow it. I don't think that he's going to make that move, but I would trade his man. Well, the Dodgers and the Mets and other teams would trade 7-8 prospects. I mean, Washington, San Diego gave up prospects to get Soto. So, I mean, you know, you have to do it, and if Phillies don't do it, then they're going to have to revamp the team next year.
I hear you, Jim. What do you got for something that you're tired of?
What I'm tired of is hearing commercials, and then the radio comes back on, you guys come back on, and then you do other commercials. It's like, okay, the commercials are over, for God's sake.
Well, we got to appreciate the call, Jim. We got to pay the bills here a little bit. I mean, come on. You got to understand how it works a little bit. And it's not like we're doing, you know, a ton of commercial content on the air.
Right. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, take a break in between. It's another thing when you're watching, like, basketball or baseball, and they're sneaking in commercials, like, at free throws or, you know, when someone's on deck or in between pitches. That's a little egregious.
Yeah, that's not exactly what we're doing here. Time for a read on our Twitter poll question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference. Mark's-jewelers.com. The Twitter poll question at Tommy Kelly 44. Which side of the ball concerns you more heading into 2025, the offense or the defense for the Eagles? Now, I did want to get to something else real quick before we get back to the phones here regarding the Phillies and the trade deadline, because one of the guys who they've been linked to, really not just this deadline, going back to last year as well, Byron Buxton of the Twins, who is having a great year. I didn't realize how good a year he was having until I really dug into the stats, but he's having an incredible season with the Twins this year. Now, Byron Buxton, his issue over the years has been he's a guy who's frequently injured, frequently beat up, got hit by a pitch the other day. I mean, is fine and participated in the home run derby last night and will be in the All-Star game tonight. But this is a player who I think is somebody who would improve the Phillies immensely. If you were to trade for Byron Buxton, you stick him out in center field, that solves a problem for you that you've had for over 2 years now. I mean, center field has been a problem dating back to opening day of 2023. You get Byron Buxton, that would solve that problem completely. He's one of the better outfielders, one of the better center fielders in baseball, good defensively, and having a great season offensively. But Byron Buxton today at the All-Star game asked about the trade deadline, and you know, he doesn't seem to be too crazy about going anywhere other than Minnesota.
I mean, I see them, but they don't dictate what we got to do on the field to get ourselves right. About what? I can't be traded. I got a no trade clause. I'm a Minnesota Twin for the rest of my life. So that's the best feeling in the world, knowing I get to walk into a clubhouse and it's going to say Twins for the rest of my life. I'm a Twin. That's home.
Well, I mean, apologies for not being able to really hear the question there. But I guess that's that. I guess we can take Byron Buxton off the list. Like, I don't know if this is posturing or whatever, but I mean, if he has a no-trade clause and he doesn't want to be traded, I guess the Phillies aren't going to be able to trade for Byron Buxton.
He'd waive the no-trade clause.
I don't know. He sounded pretty adamant there that he's not waiving the no-trade clause.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's at the All-Star game as a member of the Minnesota Twins. What's he going to say? Like, oh, yeah, no, I'd waive it. I like Minnesota. I'm here as an All-Star. I've spent my entire career there, but yeah, I'd waive it. No, of course he's going to say that.
Well, I hope so. But this is the thing with the Phillies, and whether it's Buxton, and I've warmed up on the idea of Byron Buxton, not a guy I'd necessarily want to give up Andrew Painter for, but I think he'd be a great addition. But either way, Dave Dombrowski needs to come away from this deadline with an impact bat. And there are no excuses. Like, I don't want to hear on August 1st, oh, well, you know, the market dictated, there just wasn't that guy out there. The price was too rich for our blood. This is a do you want to give your team a chance or do you want to give up? That's what this deadline is about with Dave Dombrowski. And the bottom line is, if you don't go out and you don't add a real, legitimate offensive piece, then this team has no chance. Like, this lineup has shown over the course of this season, they are not good enough. Like, if the Phillies don't add an impact bat, you might as well just give up on the season. Because it's not going to happen. You're not going to make a legitimate run without going out and significantly improving this lineup. And, hey, Dave Dombrowski, let's face it, he has failed miserably. the last couple years. When it comes to improving this team at deadline, he's failed miserably when it comes to improving this team at the offseason. And that's why, in the end, do I want to trade Andrew Payne or no? But you need to give this team a chance. I mean, this is one of the best starting rotations in the history, maybe of the league, certainly in Philly's history. I think this rotation is better than 2011. When you look at the numbers, maybe they don't have the star power, but I mean, between Zach Wheeler, Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez, whether they're all-stars or not, we kind of know in our mind all three of them should be all-stars this year. They're having those kind of caliber seasons. You need to add to this team, and you need to add a legitimate bat, and we'll see whether the Phillies really believe in this team or not, because that's what it comes down to. If you think they have any chance to make a deep run, you got to go out and you got to get a legit bat, and if you don't, I view it as you're just giving up on the season. That's what it would be, because if you don't make a significant improvement to this lineup, you're done. You might as well just give up now.
Class A and Buxton in the same package, would you give up Andrew Painter?
Well, I mean, they're on different teams. So, Class A.
I'm thinking of Duran. Duran and Buxton, would you give up Andrew Painter?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you need to go get somebody. Like, bottom line. And no Austin Hayes, no Michael Lorenzen, Rodolfo Castro, none of those moves. Go out and get a real piece. And it's really, like, do you want to give yourself a chance or not? Because if the Phillies don't go out and get something legitimate, if they don't go out and get something real, then they're not giving themselves a chance. Like, we all know it deep down. We all watch this team every day. We watch this lineup every day. If you don't go out and make a real, legit move, you do not have any chance to make a deep run.
They can't keep trotting out Max Kepler. I mean, Max Kepler is a problem, but there's other problems in the lineup, too, that you probably aren't going to be able to fix. Well, like, Bryson Stott has been so bad at second base, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to fix that. Marsh has been good since his injury, but honestly, I don't expect him to continue to be a near 300 hitter the rest of the season. You need to add something. Kepler is giving you nothing. Literally nothing. He needs to be DFA'd at some point, and you have to add a real bat. You can't just go out there and trade your eighth and ninth best prospects for some guy that is going to play every other day. Next thing you know, we're relying on Otto Kemp. And Otto Kemp's a decent player, don't get me wrong, but you shouldn't be relying on him to be the big piece that you brought up.
Well, the Kepler thing's ridiculous. And this is just Dave Dombrowski and the Phillies not wanting to admit they made a mistake. Like, he hit eighth on Saturday. He didn't start against the righty Sunday. He shouldn't be on the roster on Friday. Like, he should not be here after the All-Star break. And it's really this simple. I mean, the All-Star game's tonight. Second half starts tomorrow. Max Kepler should be DFA'd tomorrow. Bottom line. He should be let go tomorrow. You bring up Justin Crawford. You see what Justin Crawford has for a few weeks. And you let Brandon Marsh be the platoon guy in left that Max Kepler's in that role right now. And again, with Kepler, what he did in Houston was pathetic. Like, it was ridiculous to complain about your playing time when you've stunk all year long. It was wrong. It was embarrassing. And I was, like, even myself, who am not a fan of Max Kepler, I wasn't necessarily ready to get rid of him at that point because you didn't have a lot of better options. So, fine, you let him play. You let him go through a couple weeks. You see if anything's going to change. Nothing's going to change. You got to let this guy go. And it bothers me that he's still here, because the only reason that he's still here is because the Phillies don't want to admit they made a mistake. Like, that's the only reason why Max Kepler's still on this roster. It's the only reason why Justin Crawford is still down in AAA. And those kind of things, they should not be impacting decisions that you make in a year where you have a real legit chance to go win. So, yeah, I mean, Max Kepler should be DFA'd, and he should be DFA'd tomorrow. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Chris in Delaware. What's up, Chris?
Hey, give me one sec. Hey, appreciate getting me on. Appreciate you guys being on.
What's up, Chris?
You know, I was talking to a buddy about the Birds, of course, because what else do you do during the summer except talk about what you can't wait for? And he's talking, and he's going, you know, I'm kind of going to give him a pass this year. You know, they need to make the playoffs, agreed, but if they don't win the Super Bowl, I get it. And I look at him, and I go, there's no way you're telling me this right now. The team that, on defense, to me, got better because we got younger, which is more energy, more speed, more physicality, and the offense – that other than the coordinator stayed the same. But as fans, why shouldn't we expect that we go straight back to the Super Bowl, run over another team, and start the dynasty that won't end? Like, why shouldn't we expect that?
Well, Chris, it's really hard to do. I mean, it's not easy to go back and win Super Bowls, but I think this team has as good a chance as any does. I mean, certainly, you look at the 2017 Eagles, and at the time, like, I think we looked at that team and we thought, okay, well, you get Carson Wentz back, and we assumed Carson Wentz would just be what he was in 17 again. That obviously didn't happen, and I think we were kind of naive to the holes in the rest of the roster, but this team is much more well-positioned to go back and do that than that team did, and I think it's hard to expect that, but I think it's certainly reasonable to expect they have a chance. I mean, they're one of the best rosters, if not the best roster in football.
And I do think one of our biggest factors in making it back there is the fact that we kept Vic Fangio. I think that no matter the defense that we present to him, he is easily, if not the best, then one of the best defensive minds in the entire league.
Yeah, I mean, Vic Fangio was incredible last year, Chris. And I think you look at a team like the Dolphins, who a lot of their players complained about Vic Fangio and his coaching style, and they thought he was too hard on the players down there. And hey, I mean, their losses are gain, and the players here obviously bought into what he was preaching.
And I feel that they were complaining about all of that because they didn't want to be pushed. They had a lot of personalities on that Miami Dolphin team, and they still do. We don't have personalities in our team, especially now that we got rid of CJ GJ. We have workers. We have guys that are willing to come to work 7 days a week, 8 hours a day, work their rear ends off, because they understand at the end of the day, we need to win. Winning is what the sport is about. And that is why, again, I'd even touch on the Jalen conversation, saying he is the second best quarterback in the league at winning. At being a quarterback, I understand him being at 6, 7, wherever you put him on your list. But at winning, at purely winning alone, he is number 2 overall in the entire league under Patrick Mahomes, because that's the only guy winning at a higher rate than Jalen Hurts at the moment. But I do understand people putting him at 6, 7, 8, 9, because his skill did not match up to some of these other quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, I hear you, Chris. What do you have for something that you're tired of?
Speaking on 94.1 and as a Philadelphia fan, I am sick and tired of the Cowboys. I don't care if they get talked about once a day, once every week. I don't want them talked about ever.
The Cowboys. There you go, Chris. I appreciate the call. A very Philadelphia answer of you there for the Cowboys.
Aren't they getting a Netflix show or series or something?
Yeah, did that come out yet? Something where they're following Jerry Jones around. I don't have much interest in it.
Yeah, but I saw it was something Jerry Jones related, so I kind of ignored it completely.
Yeah, I just...
No interest.
And this is maybe a generational thing. The Cowboys just don't bother me as much as they do other people. Like, I don't... Like, I hate the Cowboys. I don't want them to succeed. But, like, I have always looked at the big rival for the Eagles being the Giants. Like, the Cowboys haven't been relevant. So, I don't know if it's a generational thing. I know, like, the Buddy Ryan era Eagles fans, they have a deeper hatred for the Cowboys. I just look at them as kind of like the Eagles' little brother, because the last 25 years or so, that's what they've been. The Eagles have been relevant. The Cowboys haven't been relevant. It's been essentially the Eagles and Giants in this division for the most part.
I still hate the Cowboys. I think the Giants have been the Eagles' little brother, too, because, I mean, yeah, they've won the 2 Super Bowls, but we've crushed them almost every single time. Like, they haven't even been competition to the Eagles outside of a couple one-off years here and there. Well, playoffs 2 years ago, we demolished them.
Well, this goes back to the early 2000s when the Eagles and Giants were, and it was kind of a changing of the guard. Like, in 2000, the Eagles played the Giants 3 times that year, lost to them all 3 times, lost to them in the playoffs. And then as those years went on, the Eagles kind of took control of the rivalry. So being kind of a kid at the time, that's why I hate the Giants so much. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show today. Talking about the Eagles, do you have more concerns going into the season about the Eagles' offense or the Eagles' defense? I have more concerns about the offense. I think the change of coordinator, to me, outweighs the losses of the players on the defensive side of the ball, and I think the Eagles are going to need to do things differently this year. I think you're going to need to throw the ball more. I don't think you're going going to be able to rely on Saquon as much. Number one, because the league evolves, the league's going to change. Defenses are going to have a better idea how to stop that attack. Number two, I mean, history tells you that time is not kind to running backs who accrue that level of workload. And I don't think you're going to be able to have Saquon last another season at that workload. I know he's a freak of nature, but I think you're going to have to limit him a little more this year to get him to the finish line. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Philly's at the deadline. I think they need a bat at all costs, no matter what. And, you know, would you trade Andrew Painter? That's really the question we're going to have to ask. And I would if I'm the Phillies. I think you need to do whatever you can to improve this team. And when we get back, I do have a Mount Rushmore for you off of something that the Midday Show is doing, something they were talking about today, Mount Rushmore. That is coming up next. I'm Tom Kelly in for the afternoon show today, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.